It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
How you doing? Hey, Friday's here, the holiday. The federal government is closed, but we are busy working behind the scenes, and we've got a great show for you today here on Border Crossings. This is going to be spectacular. This is going to be unforgettable. This is going to be breathtaking. I'm sure. We've got not one but two great guests coming up in the hour here on our special Friday holiday program. So make sure you stay with us on Border Crossings. Megan Lindsay of a very popular TV show that has spawned a bunch of similar shows around the world called The Voice. She'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes. And also actor Robert Davi will join us as well. We'll find out why they're both in town and what's going on with them. As we continue with Border Crossings, let's start it off with a song request for Whitney Houston on Border Crossings, a request from Nigeria. This is for King.
Won't you dance?
border crossings. You've got the Voice of America's request program, and yes, we've got guests. We have beautiful guests in our studios. Actually, one beautiful, one okay guest. He's fairly handsome.
He's handsome.
He'll pass. Megan Lindsay is here with us. Megan Lindsay is a very well-known name in music for several reasons. First of all, you were one of the finalists on The Voice, and so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And you had a number three album with a band called Steel Magnolia.
Thank you.
So you've had tremendous success. You've been doing this a while.
I've been doing it a while, yeah. I've been in Nashville for 11 years. So.
Wow. Well, fantastic. I love your voice. I love your sound.
Thank you.
And we know you're in D.C. for a big show, which is down the block.
Yeah, I'm doing a Capitol 4th tomorrow night for the 4th of July, right in front of the Capitol. So that's pretty exciting stuff.
Do you come to Washington often, or is this
no,
the first time?
No, not really. I mean, I've been here for some shows in the past, I know, but yeah, this is like a really big deal. I'm excited.
Yes, and a lot of people are excited to have you, you know, in D.C. to perform this this time around. So, what does the 4th of July mean to you? What do you normally do with your family? Oh, how do you celebrate Independence Day?
You know what? I've always, the last few years, I've just been playing shows every 4th of July. So
just like any other day,
it's
right?
It's kind of all, well, it's awesome. I get to play music for a living, and so to be able to do that on the 4th of July and it's Independence Day, I just think that's, you know, that's, I wouldn't rather be doing anything else.
So. Well, there's a lot of interesting things about you. When you auditioned for The Voice, you came out with a Nazareth song, Love Hurts. You auditioned with that song, which is a rock song, classic rock song. Mm-hmm. And I know you've done other kinds of music, and Whitney Houston we just played, that was a large influence in your decision to get into music.
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up listening to Whitney and Mariah Carey and taking it back to like Aretha Franklin and Dolly Parton and Tanya Tucker. I just listened to a lot of different types of music, but mostly I think females that with, you know, strong voices and a message is kind of what always drew me in. So, I just love music.
Has it always been country? I mean, from the beginning, you knew country was where you wanted to be?
No, you know what? I've always kind of done more of a soul thing. And then I moved to Nashville 11 years ago and started writing country songs and kind of got into that thing. And now I'm really making more of a soulful pop record, kind of getting back to my roots and
oh, great.
Bringing it back to more of a soulful type sound. So I'm excited about this new record.
So tell me about the new record.
Yeah, I've been working on it. Tyler's actually producing it, so that's exciting. Tyler Kane, everybody.
Hi, Tyler Kane.
So we've been working on it for a while before the TV show, and it's coming out great. I'm really excited. We're gonna release it at the end of the month, and I'll have a new single, and it's exciting.
And I know you were with Blake Shelton on The Voice, and also Pharrell, two great producer talents. Did they have anything to do with your music direction now? Did they give you any advice or contribute anything?
You know, it was more for me going on the show is really about coming out and differentiating myself as a solo artist and as a soul artist as well. And so I feel like I did that on the show, and they were very instrumental in, I think, instilling confidence in me and really helping me get kind of come out of on the other side of some things that I've been going through. And so it was a really good opportunity, I think, for me to go on and for people to see who I am, you know, as an artist.
All right. Megan Lindsay is in our studios here on Border Crossings. The new single's called Change My Mind.
Yeah.
And did you have a hand in writing it? Because I know you've been writing songs for years.
Yeah. I co-wrote the song, and Tyler produced the track that they released, so that was pretty awesome. That was actually the first time in the history of The Voice that they allowed an artist to release something that they had written on and you know, to have something produced outside of the show. So it was really exciting.
All right, well, I'm excited to hear it. So this is called Change My Mind, Megan Lindsay on Border Crossings.
Was it all just pretend? We'll be right back.
Megan Lindsay and Change My Mind. What a great soulful sounding song. I love
it. Thank you.
I love
it.
Thanks. And so this is a very exciting time for you. I mean, the new single, and you're no longer with the TV show. Now you're kind of free to do what you choose.
Yeah, I'm kind of doing my thing. I'm excited. I'm excited to release music and to get out on the road and play shows and just do my thing.
And there's a little bit of stress that comes along with it, I guess.
There's always stress.
A little bit of pressure.
A little bit. But it's good. It's good. I get to play music for a living.
You know, I see the TV show people who come on and they do the different various music shows and they get popular in an instant. I mean, they get the 15 minutes of fame.
Totally.
And it's what happens after. That's where the rubber hits the road.
Absolutely.
You really gotta, you know, turn that fame into something, turn that exposure into something. So
for sure. I think it's good that I've been doing this so long because I kind of recognize that. So.
Yeah, and what's interesting about you is that you were in a very, very famous, successful band, as I mentioned earlier, and you got scrutinized a little bit for being on The Voice because the show at one time was for newcomers, but it's not necessarily for newcomers anymore.
Mm-mm.
And you guys were hugely popular as Steel Magnolia, and I know that was a romance that just, whatever, didn't work out. So and now you're off as a solo artist.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, it's been interesting, you know. And the show definitely goes out and they find artists, and a lot of people have done, you know, a lot of things. So I was surprised when they called me, though. I didn't know it was really an option for me. So I was like, all right, why not?
That's
you know,
great.
Let's see what happens.
So they called you.
They did.
And
said,
you come on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they scout talent for the show every year.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Now, what's it feel like? I mean, it's got to be difficult to be on national television, millions of people tuned in, and you're getting judged. You're getting critiqued.
Oh, it's the worst. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse. And it's that whole blind audition thing. Oh, that's awful. Just waiting. You're just like, okay, they're going to turn around. And then, of course, they waited till the last minute to turn around for me. So, but it was good. I got three. So I was fine.
Well, that's great. You know, I mean, you've done so well. And I know that Pharrell was very high on you. And as I mentioned earlier, then you went to Blake Shelton and you had opened for Blake Shelton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Steel Magnolia. We had done some shows with Blake. And so it was cool. It was cool to get back to, you know, to be on his team and to get to work with him again. And they're just both, I mean, absolutely amazing human beings and musicians. So it's good to work with people that are that good.
And it's great that you have so much talent that you can be so versatile that you know, you showed your country chops. And now, as you say, you want to go in a soulful direction. And you're also, we're on the same label as Taylor Swift, Big Machine, which is kind of, you know, I mean, she's done that. She's taken a country music career and now she's off in another direction.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, that's great that people are able to do that. Because it's kind of scary to say, you make your mark in one genre and then I'm going in another direction.
Yeah, and that was my whole thing with doing the show, you know, was being able to kind of really break out of the country thing and show people another side. So.
Mm-hmm. And how about acting and stuff like that? Do you want to do any of that?
I'm thinking about it. I'd really love to. I want to host.
You want to host? All right, I'm going home. It's yours. You got it. I'm out of here.
I'm working on it. No, we'll see. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm. And is there someone that you, on your wish list, that you, because I know that performing at the Capitol 4th, you had said, well, I'm checking this off my bucket list. So how about other people that you want to work with in the business?
Oh, man. I'd love to do something with Dolly. I think that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
She's awesome. I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot of people I'd like to work with, but I think Dolly would be great. Willie Nelson. I'd love to do a duet with him. I don't know. Just all the country greats I love.
And how about writing? Do you want to write music for anybody in particular? I'd love to write a song for, you know.
That's a good question. I don't know. I have some songs I want to send Miranda, actually.
Ah, there you go. And you got the connection. I imagine you became friends with her.
Yeah. I mean, I had known her back in the day with touring, with doing those dates with Blake and stuff. So it's good.
Cool.
We'll see what happens.
Right. Well, we're going to ask if you wouldn't mind singing. I know we got the guitarist. We woke him up this morning, so we're going to put him to work.
Make you work. we'll sing a little something. This is a fun song. I'll sing you a fun song. It's called Sunshine.
Today I woke up to the sound of pouring rain. Oh, but that's okay, 'cause I got sunshine in my soul. Because last night beneath the sparkling neon lights. The band played and I held you tight. I didn't ever want to let you go. Down. We'll take a little ride across town. Get so lost that we can't be found. Then find our way back home again. Mm-hmm. Oh, we ain't got much money, but we got enough to be all right. All right. I got you and you got me, honey, so even in the darkest of nights, you'll be the sunshine in my soul. Oh, I'm never gonna let you go, even when you're really old, cause I'll be old too. You're my soul, and I don't wanna ever know what it's like to be alone.
It. That's
Thank
great.
You.
I love that song. Is that going to be on the album?
It is. Yeah.
It is. All right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Absolutely great song. I
Thank
mean, and you,
you
wrote that yourself too?
Yeah. Yeah, I co-wrote that one. We've been writing like crazy.
Must be wonderful to be so talented.
Well, thank you. I mean, you too.
What's the name of the new album?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. What are the choices?
Okay. There's Believer, mm-hmm. Counterfeit, mm-hmm. The Side of Heaven, Sunshine. Let's see. I think that those are probably the most likely.
Right. And it's a tough pick.
It's a tough pick.
This is the new album, and so you really want it to...
You got to come out, you know, swinging,
that's
right?
That's it. It'll probably be something that comes to you, and you know,
I know.
You'll be sleeping, and there
I'll
be
it'll like, be... That's the one.
That's the one. There it is. Well, you know,
we'll see.
When is the album coming out?
End of the month, so...
Well, you better pick a name
soon. We're going between two different weeks. So, yeah, but very soon I'll figure this out tomorrow. After I sing a Capital Fourth, I'll figure it out.
So what are you going to do at the Capital Fourth? What will people be seeing?
I'm doing an Aretha song that I did on the show. I actually sang it with Blake on the show, and it's an 80s song called mm-hmm. Freeway of Love.
Oh, yeah, of course. I remember that song.
Yeah.
Riding on the Freeway of Love.
Yeah.
And so that's you're going to be broadcasting to millions of people here in D.C., and that's going to be exciting. And then the album comes out. What's the plan for the year ahead? I imagine touring, because that's all artists do is tour.
That's all we do is tour. Yeah, that's the plan. So mm-hmm. I'm working on a fall tour and just booking dates and getting out there.
And people want to follow you or buy the CD, I guess, at your website?
Yeah, my website's MeganLindsay.com, and then obviously I'm on all the social stuff, Twitter, at Megan Lindsay. Same thing on Instagram.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
Exciting times. Wow.
All
well,
good.
You know, it's a great summer. It's a great time to be, you know, putting out some new music.
It is. Absolutely.
And on tour. And so we're looking forward to that. And we're going to ask if you do another song for us. And, you know, what a thrill it is to have you in our studios. I mean, really an honor. Were you prepared for another song?
No, but
oh,
we
you
can.
Weren't. Okay, well, I didn't know if you were.
But you know what? We just fly. We just
You
do
just
it.
Go
we,
with the flow.
We go with the flow.
I love that. That's what makes a great performer, that they can adjust and just go with the flow. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I can do this. What do you want to do, Tyler?
How did rehearsal go, by the way? I know you guys are rehearsing all day.
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. I have a 20-person choir behind me, so...
Wow.
They're amazing. They're amazing. And then, of course, the National Orchestra is playing, so it's like, how can you get any better than that?
Unbelievable. So you fly into a city, and then they kind of have your sheet music ahead of time, and so they...
They did for this. Okay. Yeah, I usually have a band that I play with, but for this particular performance, it's pretty special, so...
Cool.
Exciting.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here in D.C. and on the Voice of America.
Thank you.
I appreciate
it. I'm excited. You want to do This Side of Heaven?
Yeah.
Let's do that one. That'll be good.
Okay.
I don't have to sing too high.
Got to rest that voice.
It's still early for musicians, you know.
Yes, you guys get up at the crack of noon. So.
This is a new one. This one's called This Side of Heaven. Too many of us that are hurting, needing. Too many of us got no place to go. See your brother over there, he's bleeding. Still you're living like a one-man show. What's the matter with the world today? Not even thinking about the words we say. What's going on with the internet? Hey, I think it's time that we clean a new slate. We're all just living on this side of heaven. We're just waiting on the final call. We're all just living on this side of heaven. Think it's time that we break down the wall. We're holding weapons of mass distraction, all addicted to a tiny lip box. It's like we're victims of a chain reaction. Still we don't know how to stop. Our eyes are open but we don't see. The truth is there but we don't speak it. We gotta rise above the apathy and find the light inside of me. We're just waiting on the final call. We're all just living on this side of heaven. Think it's time that we break down the wall. What's the matter with the world today? Not even thinking about the words we say. What's going on with the internet? Hey, I think it's time that we clean a new slate. We're all just living on this side of heaven. Yeah, we're living on this side of heaven. Crowd participation part. Oh, 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 oh. I'm just living on this side of heaven. Yeah, we're living on this side of heaven. Oh, yeah. I'm just living on this side of heaven. We're just waiting on the final call. We're all just living on this side of heaven. I think it's time that we break down the wall. What's the matter with the world today? Not even thinking about the words we say. What's going on with the internet? Hey, I think it's time that we clean a new slate. Ooh, yeah, yeah. We're all just living on this side of heaven.
Yes, 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 yes. Wow, beautiful.
Not the full production.
Great. No, I love it. You know, sometimes it's great to hear the acoustic sounds and the different versions, the different styles, and really highlight your vocals. So that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed having you in here. Long way from Printer's Alley, isn't it?
I know, right?
Long way from home.
Oof, long way. it's been a long road.
Well, how can, again, people get the album, your website? How do they reach out to you around the world?
Website, MeganLindsay.com, Twitter, Instagram, at Megan Lindsay. Facebook's Megan Lindsay.
We'll see if we can get you a couple million new followers here on
Yeah, absolutely.
Around the world.
Hit me up. I'm only 1,000 away from 50. So
that's it. Well, thank you, Megan Lindsay, for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And I'm excited for the new album when it comes out soon.
Stay tuned.
Details, please send us a copy when it comes
out. Absolutely.
So
I really appreciate it.
Maybe we'll have you back when you're in D.C.
I would love it.
That would be great. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you. Have fun at the 4th.
Thank you.
All right. This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it. The heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It is such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. There ain't no nicer witch than you. Witchcraft, that crazy witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It is such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you, than you, than you. Ooh, you naughty witch, you.
Border Crossings and the great stylings of Robert Davi, who is in our studios right now on Border Crossings. One of the most famous actors. I guess you'd be called a character actor. Is that what how you'd refer to the roles you play?
I mean, they can say that, but I played character lead. You know, all different.
You've done so
every
many
actor
things.
Is a character.
Every actor is a character. That's
you
right. A different
know that,
character,
right.
And now you're a singer too.
Yes, on
top of everything else you're doing.
Yeah.
And Robert Davi is with us here on Border Crossings, and you're in town also for the 4th of July special.
Yes, yeah, that'll be tomorrow night on PBS, and I'm very excited. It's very.
You're here to sing Frank Sinatra songs from Davi. Sing Sinatra.
Well, actually, there's a tribute that we're doing for Sinatra because this year is his 100th anniversary, his 100th birth.
Wow.
December 12th was his birthday, but we're celebrating his 100th birthday here at July 4th because the contribution he had as the son of Italian immigrants.
Right, right.
And what he accomplished in entertainment is bar none. I mean, to me, he was, as they say, chairman of the board.
Chairman of the board.
But I did my first film with him in 1977, and he was a friend of mine. So,
really?
Oh, yeah.
We did not know that.
Yeah, we got very close and friends. And so they asked me, the producers had seen me on one of my shows at Foxwoods Casino, and they asked me to come and sing tonight. So I'll be doing a rousing song that's not on my album, but was one of, I guess, the benchmark songs of Sinatra, New York, New York.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll get people...
That'll get them up.
Get them up,
that'll
up
get
and
them
running.
Everybody will be up and running. Now, you, I mean, doing so many different things, I mean, singing, it's something obviously you're very good at, but as an actor, it must be hard to be taken seriously. You say, I'm putting out an album, and they say, another... Actor, singer. You know?
Oh, absolutely. But first off, as a kid, that's at Deer Park in the.
Yeah.
That's where I grew up.
Is it really?
Yeah, Long Island.
Really?
Dix Hills and Deer Park. Yeah, I just saw the water bottle. It said Deer Park.
Does that's the water a,
that's
come
a good,
from Long Island?
That's a good. I don't know. I don't know where that water comes
right
from.
Out of the bay.
That's a good omen. So, no, as a kid in Deer Park in Long Island, I won first place. New York State School Music Association solo competition. I studied opera in Florence with Tito Gobbi and then with Dan Farrow at Juilliard and Samuel Margolies, who taught Robert Merrill. And so I was had a huge passion for singing and I sang as well as acted. And then at a certain juncture, I took the acting took over. And I was not... I think I was frightened about the singing. There was something that was holding me back. And several years ago, I directed a film called The Dukes with myself and Chez Palminteri, Peter Bogdanovich, and won 9 awards. And I sang one song in that, and everyone was saying, you have to sing. And since I had gotten my start in the business by Sinatra, in an Italian household, my parents were Italian-American, but there were two figures, the Pope and Sinatra, and not necessarily
right,
in that order.
Right.
And the thing with Sinatra, Larry, was that besides his Picasso-esque contribution to music, what he did for society, what he did in terms of the first singer to come out against racial bigotry and anti-Semitism. And that, as a young man, was very affecting to me because he was such a towering figure in the Italian community that had an inclusiveness about him. So as I've seen over the years in our country, a divisiveness now that we hadn't had that I remember so much. And the Great American Songbook is the Shakespeare of America. It's the golden age of American music. It's what made us fall in love with each other. And the songbook comes from the amalgam. It comes from the struggle of the black jazz and jump blues artists, from the Welsh, Irish, Scottish, English, German, Norwegian, Lebanese, American Indian that have been here since the Revolutionary War, and the sons and daughters of Jewish immigrants. So you combine that amalgam of the American experience, and you do a songbook that is, till today, travels around the world. I've toured Australia, Latvia, Sweden, Budapest, Italy. I'll be going to Asia. And it's accepted and loved, the music. And no one sang it better than Frank Sinatra. So the thing, I don't do an impersonation. I was thrilled that Quincy Jones had come to my show with about a dozen and a half people and then left a lovely comment on his Facebook page about what he experienced with me. And I don't do an impersonation but look at, I got that swagger and the Italian thing. What the heck can I tell you? You know, there were two singers. There were two singers that if they looked at you and said, I'm going to break your legs, you believed them. Sinatra and me. So you put that edge with the poetry, and it creates an interesting dichotomy of something.
Now, did Frank Sinatra ever get to hear you sing his music since
No.
you were friends with him? No.
No, 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 no. I used to hang with him. I wanted to not sing for him, but talk to him about the music, which we did extensively, and about certain, you know, career and a lot of things. But no, I never broached the subject of, because I didn't formulate wanting to sing his music. There was no need for me to sing his music because he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, I felt that there are great many singers doing the American Songbook, from Tony Bennett to Barry Manilow, who's headlining tomorrow night to be on the show with a great, great group of people.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tynan Ronan, a great Irish tenor, and Megan, who was on just now, and
yep.
Alabama, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yes.
You know, great group of performers for tomorrow night on PBS. But there was no need for me. Then over the years, I felt I knew what I could do, and the overwhelming need for me to express through song started to build in me, so much so that it's just bursting out. And then I did a demo. I started to study first with a guy, Gary Catona, great, probably the best voice builder in the world today. He worked with everyone. I mean, even Shirley MacLaine, when she toured with Sinatra, talked about him in her book, and then Bocelli and everyone. But so I went with him to really get the muscle going and the voice where I wanted it to be, because he knew how to do that and shape that. Whitney Houston he worked with. And we then did a demo of four songs at Capitol Records, which Phil Ramone heard. And then I met with Phil, and he says, come on, let's do this album. And he produced my first album. And we had, before he passed, we have six more tracks that we finished up for the next album that we'll be doing, finishing up soon. But one of the great record producers, Phil Ramone, was. He produced all of Billy Joel and Paul McCartney and Streisand and Sinatra and Tony Bennett, you know.
Right, all the greats.
Yeah.
And so you're also in Vegas. You're doing the Sinatra show in Vegas.
Oh, I've been all. I did the Venetian. I did the Orleans with Don Rickles. I'll be at Foxwoods Casino September 5th in Connecticut, and again, I think December 12th. I'll be at the Niagara Falls, the Niagara Casino there, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I just sang at the United Nations. I'll be back there for their 70th anniversary September 26th at the Waldorf Astoria. They asked me to perform for them, and you know, I'll be on Long Island at Ed Mangano's summer concert series, third year in a row. I had 13,000 people last year, and hopefully we get more out there this year, and doing a tribute to Sinatra's 100th. So, yeah, I'll be, and then I go to Italy to do the Pescara Jazz Festival when I get back to L.A. next week. Mm-hmm. We leave to Italy.
Do we have another song we can play off the CD? Can you get another one ready? You know, we've got one? I've got the CD. I'm sorry.
He wants you to pick the song.
Oh, pick a song. What song would you like to hear off of your CD?
You know what? Take a look and say.
I mean, I love all, do you have Fly Me to the Moon on here?
No, not that one. Do you like ballads or do you want to keep upbeat?
Anything you want. Whatever one of your favorites. All the Way. That's another great Frank
That's
song.
A great song. You want to hear All the Way?
Yeah, All the Way. Can you put that on? It's cut number 3. Can you put that on from the CD, cut 3?
Yeah,
three?
That's from The Joker is Wild. Mm-hmm. 1957, won the Oscar. Simi Khan and Jimmy Van Heusen. Sinatra said we needed a love song, and they wrote that song for him. And, you know, look, I love music, all kinds of music.
Okay.
And the Great American Songbook is the cohesiveness, so.
All right, from the album Davi Sing Sinatra, Robert Davi on Border Crossings.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you all the way. Through the good and lean years, and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way. So if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. All the way.
Davi Sing Sinatra. Robert Davi's our guest, and All the Way, one of the great Sinatra songs.
Yeah, what a lovely ballad, huh? Love song.
Well, you sing it great. I mean, I closed my eyes, I didn't know who I was listening to for a second there. I thought it was Old Blue Eyes.
Well, there's only one Old Blue Eyes. But, he used to say in his shows, I wish you 500 years of everything you want. You know what I mean? Love, happiness, cuddles. I do that in my show. He says, maybe the last voice you hear be his.
Right.
He used to say be mine. Well, now I say may the last voice you hear be Mr. Sinatra's. But the second to last, I want it to be mine. So
now Robert Davi is also known because we're on the radio, and I did put his photo up on our Facebook page. You know, you're known for a lot of the films you've done.
Yes.
And I mean, that I was looking at the list, the TV shows from CSI and on through the TV shows, and then you look at from you know my childhood from Goonies.
Yeah, 30th anniversary this year of Goonies,
and now Expendables 3 with another Italian brother.
Oh yeah,
another Paisano, Sly. Yeah, you know, you were in Expendables 3.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger here, who I did Raw Deal with. Hello there, Voice of America here. It's wonderful to be here with you, Larry. I just love it.
Now, is it, I mean, it's it, being an actor, singer, very different type jobs. If you had to pick one, if somebody said, Robert, tomorrow you can only choose one.
Singing.
Singing. That's your first love?
Well, you use all of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you use it in both arts. But, you know, Gustav Mahler said, Larry, that music is the closest to the absolute.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more connected to me. And I told you, the mission that I felt with this music and bringing our country and reminding them, because I do this in my shows, remind them, because it wasn't just about me wanting to sing, it's me wanting to give a certain message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fourth of July is the birth of our nation here, and I'm getting the honor and privilege to be able to sing on a tribute that they're doing for Sinatra inside the Fourth of July. Now,
In
D.C. And I was talking about this earlier, and it echoed back to me when I was a kid. And I saw Martin Luther King's funeral. And there was a pine box pulled by two mules in a rickety cart, wooden cart. And behind that, a sea of people. And I remember, because as I was rehearsing today, yesterday, and I looked over the Capitol, it was just like very interesting. You know?
Right.
And I thought to myself, in that cart is the totality, in the pine box was the totality of the human struggle. And we're either going to pull it apart or we're going to pull it together. And the 4th of July is where we say to ourselves, these guys, the founders, created a system, created a republic, that while there are boiling points, we've got to let the steam out of the kettle and be able to hug each other and understand how great this and exceptional our nation is and celebrate that. And for me, that's why singing becomes much more important, because you use, I can't say that as a guy shooting five people. I can't go in there and subtextually say, yeah, you know what, here's what I'm really thinking.
That's
pal,
right.
As I'm breaking a leg or two. You know, so I get to express I think my true nature. Mm-hmm. You know. And that's why I choose the singing.
And you've been in so many movies, like I mentioned, Showgirls.
Yeah.
With my cousin, Elizabeth Berkley.
Oh, she's a great girl.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I love her dearly.
She's wonderful, yeah.
And you were in a James Bond film.
Yeah, License to Kill. I'm considered one of the top Bond villains of all time, so don't screw around with
me. Don't mess with him.
Don't mess with me, I'll tell you right now. Die Hard, another classics, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a great film career. Do you have a favorite role or favorite film?
No, I mean, you know, they all have... It's all part of some experience in a film that you, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, because I've done about over 140 and some, you know, you want to kind of brush under the table and say, what, I did that? But you got to support a family, and, you know, there was something in it I liked and something that happened out of that human experience and interaction. But no, I haven't done any, I feel the best is yet to come still.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the music is directing was fun when I directed The Dukes.
Right.
That was another.
You want to do more of that?
Yeah, it's so time consuming. But I think there's another few films that I'd like to, you know, stories to tell.
Right. It's hard to be a director and star in the film you're directing.
Well, it's, you know, for some reason, before I even stepped in front of a camera, I had done 1,000 performances plus on stage of Chekhov, Ibsen's, you know, Ennui. All of Shakespeare, and besides the opera and singing. So I kind of had, you know, it's like a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, Rocky Marciano. You know, these guys, they knew how to throw a punch. They knew how to, you know what I mean? So after a while, when you step in that ring, you can kind of like orchestrate. And the difference is directing is like being pecked to death by ducks. Because of the questions that come at you consistently. So you got to have a tough skin while they're pecking away.
So as an accomplished actor, do you have a trick for remembering your lines? Because I know that that's probably the hardest. I could never act because I have a bad memory. So how do you remember lines?
You know, I repetition.
Repetition, okay.
And what you do is you set up the mechanism for the understanding of what you're saying, the subtext. Mm-hmm. So you work on that first. You know what I mean? You work on the intent and the action. And then if it's great writing, it happens automatically. Mm-hmm. Because it's you only have trouble with lines sometimes when the writing isn't good. and then you want to hit your head up against the wall and go, wait a minute, it's not clicking in me. So you kind of like do this whole other thing. But I have a little exercise that I've done over the years. One hen. Repeat after me.
One hen.
One hen, two ducks.
One hen, two ducks.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese.
One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters.
Forget it. You lost
Really?
<me.
laughs> Yeah, this goes on. One hen, two ducks, three squawking geese, four limerick oysters, five corpulent porpoises, six pairs of Don Albergo's tweezers, 7,000 Macedonians in full battle array, eight breast monkeys from the ancient sacred crypts of Egypt, nine sympathetic, apathetic, diabetic old men on roller skates with a marked propensity toward procrastination and sloth, 10 lyrical spherical diabolical denizens of the deep who all stole around the corner of the Quay of the Quibi of the Quo all at the same time. So that
partridge in the pear tree.
Partridge in a pear tree, and you start doing that.
Well, what a pleasure to have you in our studios and to meet you. I mean, it's a thrill for me because...
I just wasted that whole time.
That
silly thing.
We have followed your films for years.
Thank you.
And now you've given us some great music, and you'll continue to tour, and I imagine you go around the world because our audience is around the world. They're going to get a chance to see you.
I was in Latvia, Sweden, Budapest.
What's the plan for the next year?
Well, right now I got up until I go next week to Italy to the Biscara Jazz Festival with Bobby McFerrin and Bert Bacharach. I already was in Italy about 3 weeks ago. I was the guest artist on The Voice, their version of The Voice, as the singer. And then I come back August 8th. I will be in Eisenhower Park on Long Island. Then I go to Foxwoods September 5th. Then I go September 6th. I go to the biggest charity in Sweden where the king and people of Sweden are there. Mm-hmm. Then I come back here to the United Nations September 26th, October, Niagara Falls, then October 21st, 22nd, 23rd at the Niagara Casino there, Niagara Falls Casino. And then I'm back at Foxwoods. I have then Sweden during and Estonia right in the middle of Christmas week.
Wow.
Right after Christmas.
It's amazing you can keep it all straight. I mean, unbelievable. What a great mind.
Well,
tremendous talent, right?
I have a sick memory. It's really sick, really. Don't have a conversation with me because I'll hold you like, you know, some people say things just to say them.
Right, right, right.
Right? But I remember that, and it's like, but you told me the cat spoke. Where is the cat that spoke? Robert, it was a figure of speech. No, but you told me the cat spoke.
What an interesting guy. What a great guy. Talented man. Davi Singh Sinatra, the CD's now available.
Yes.
And people can get it.
Amazon, iTunes.
Everywhere CDs are available.
Barnes & Noble,
and if people want to follow you on Facebook, Twitter, I imagine you're there.
I have a website, Davi Singh Sinatra, www.davisinghsinatra.com. And then at Robert John Davi is the Twitter handle, and also the...
Facebook?
Facebook is, Robert Davi.
Okay.
And don't forget, PBS tomorrow night, Barry Manilow headlining. Wonderful artist, inspiration to us all. And we've got Tynan Ronan, Alabama, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Wow.
Nicole Swersinger, Lang Lang, who's a pianist. We've got the National Symphony with that great big cannon thing. I mean, it's the biggest party that America throws on the July 4th.
But with his memory, I was going to ask him to name everybody in the symphony. I won't do that.
I don't have them yet.
Robert Davi, a pleasure to have you in our studios. One more song off the album. We discussed what it was going to be.
It was going to be... What did we discuss? I've got the world on a string.
That's it. So thank
That's
you.
That's my Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. And Harold Arlen wrote a lot of the music or lyric to The Wizard of Oz, among many, 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 many other songs. Mm. Great, great American classics.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you in our studios, and I want you to come back, you know, next time you're in D.C. Come and visit us again.
I would love to.
I'm sure
thank you.
More stories to tell.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Are you kidding? We just scratched the surface, baby.
All right. Well, can't wait to have you back. Robert Davi, thank you so much. Happy 4th of July to you and to all our audience listening. This is Border Crossings. Here's Davi Singh Sinatra.
The world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world.
Border Crossings on VOA1.
What a great show we've had today here on Border Crossings. Robert Dobby and Dobby Singh Sinatra. Get a copy of his brand new CD. What a great guy. A true gentleman, a true icon, and a thrill to have him on the show, and can't wait to have him back here in D.C. He's performing for the Capitol 4th tomorrow right across the street in front of the Capitol building on PBS. And also, Megan, Lindsay, thank you as well for coming in, and all the great people who put on the great shows that happen every year at this time, the 4th of July, Capitol 4th on PBS. I'm Larry London. Have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July to you and your family. Happy weekend to you and your family, wherever it is that you're celebrating the weekend. And I'll see you again on Monday, right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.